This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. My brothers and sisters in Islam and everyone, welcome once again to Lifestyle, an initiative to bring back the days of Izzah, the practices of the early generations of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the companions, and the best of all generations, as he indicated in one of his narrations, the best of all people, khayrun nas, qarni, thumma alladhina yalunahum, the best of all people is my generation, then the ones to follow, then the ones to follow. He was speaking about the early first three generations of Islam who brought to us really the days of beauty of this deen, and they brought it through the practices. Yani, they did not bring it because they individually were good people. Subhanallah, yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose them to accompany the Messenger of Allah throughout his mission. But they were originally people who used to do a lot of evil practices. And subhanallah, because they have changed that lifestyle, Allahu Akbar, because they changed their old lifestyle into our beautiful way of life, Islam, they became the best of the best. And we wanted to be with them, inshallah ta'ala. So this is the intention. We wanted to be with them by being like them in this dunya. Allahu Akbar. Once again, we wanted to be with them because they are in Al-Firdaus Al-A'la. Most likely, if the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam indicated that they are the best and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised them in the Quran, they are in Al-Firdaus Al-A'la already. Allahu Akbar. So we wanted to be with them in Jannah by being like them in dunya, by bringing back those practices into our lives, inshallah. And today, we are going to talk about al-afu, or pardoning, forgiveness, forgiving others as part of our lifestyle. Forgiving others as part of our lifestyle. Aisha radiallahu anha wa ardaha, she was talking about the manners of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the people. So they asked her, so she said, لم يكن رسول الله, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not what? فاحشن. He was not a person who used to utter obscene language. He never uttered obscenity. لم يكن رسول الله فاحشن ولا متفحشن. He was not obscene and he was not an utterer of obscenities. Yeah. And he never yielded to anyone in the marketplace. So when he's in public, he will always be soft and talk nicely. And he would never return evil with evil, but rather he was pardoning, he was forgiving, and he used to overlook people's mistake. Sallallahu alayhi Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He used to overlook, meaning he would not make a big deal out of people's mistakes. Of course, in some circumstances, which we may touch on, the reaction of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would be different. The attitude would be different, but that's in a very, very different and unusual circumstances. But in general, that was his lifestyle. In general, he was ready to forgive and let go of people's mistake. And this was one of the characteristics that brought people closer to Allah, brought people closer to Islam. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Indeed, in the example set for you, in the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was a pattern for you to follow. And this is why we wanted to bring those discussions into our live broadcast every day. We wanted to follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam because that's the way of life that would bring us closer to Jannah, inshallah ta'ala. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the same ayah, لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُوا اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ. So the example of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, if you follow its pattern, this is only meant for those people who wish for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reunite with and the hereafter, meaning Jannah. وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا, and mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala plenty. Mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a lot. لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran that certainly here comes to you a messenger from amongst yourselves. عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ. He is grievous. You know, he grieves when you suffer. When you suffer, he feels for you. That's why the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, during the last days of his life, he was weeping, he was crying, and the angel Gabriel has to descend upon him, telling him, Ya Rasulullah, what made you cry? What made you cry? What makes you cry? And he said, Ummati, Ummati, my people, I fear for my people. I fear for them the punishment of hellfire, subhanAllah. So grievous to him what you suffer, and he's concerned over you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue in this ayah. بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. He was for the believers a very kind and a very merciful person. And my brothers and sisters in Islam, if you look at it, why we don't forgive people, why we don't let go of their mistakes, because subhanAllah al-Azim, we always remember the mistakes. We always get stuck to the past. And we forgot one thing that is very essential, and that is mistakes are part of our nature, part of who we are as human beings. That's why the Prophet ﷺ said, "Kullu ibn Adam khata." The descendants of Adam, the children of Adam, are bound to commit sins. وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ. But the best of those who sin are those who often repent. So instead of holding grudges against people, why don't you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive them all? Why can't we just reflect over the fact that we also make mistakes, and we wanted people to let go of our mistakes, and we wanted Allah to forgive our mistakes, so why can't we forgive others? Subhanallah al-Azim. And by the way, the one who is able and capable to forgive and let go is among the strongest of Allah's creation. The one who forgive is actually a strong man, a strong woman. Look, let us learn from the story of Yusuf alayhi salam once again. In the previous episode, we spoke about the story of Yusuf alayhi salam from the perspective of a person who was chaste, who fought hard his desires so that he do not displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and commit zina when he was seduced hard. But the Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam, he had also demonstrated another quality, and that is forgiving others. Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam, he, subhanAllah al-Azim, his brothers plotted against him to kill him. قَالُوا اقْتُلُوا يُوسُفَ أَوْ اطْرَحُوهُ أَرْضًا. You either kill him. These are his brothers, his siblings. I want you to imagine this with me. His siblings have plotted to kill him or to throw him in the well. And that's what exactly happened. They threw him in the well. Look at the hearts. SubhanAllah al-Azim. And what was the results? Years of struggle in Egypt. Years. We're not talking about one day suffering as a result of throwing him in the well. Maybe his leg got broken. We saw a video recently in China. A girl was trying, or she threw her brother in a well. And SubhanAllah al-Azim, they brought him, they saved him. And all what he suffered from is broken bones. Of course, the act, we are not trying to belittle that act. That was a heinous crime. But what we are saying is that Yusuf alayhi salam suffered for years as a result of this incident. SubhanAllah al-Azim. He was thrown in jail for also years. A couple of years, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned. But when he was given power and authority in Egypt, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turned the days upside down and he became a person of authority, he became the minister of Egypt, subhanAllah, in charge of the treasure of Egypt at that time, and he met his brothers, they recognized him, he recognized them, and he said what? قَالَ لَا تَثْرِيبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْيَوْمِ يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. He said, Today, there is no blame on you. I'm not going to now blame you for what happened years ago. يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. May Allah forgive you all. Allahu Akbar. وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّحِمِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful. Who am I now to hold a stick to you and judge you for what you did back in the days? خلاص. إِنَّ لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Whatever happened, happened. Maybe it happened for a good reason. And it was. It was for a good reason. He became a person in power. Not only that, but he started preaching or using his wisdom and knowledge to preach Islam to the people who used to worship idols. This is an example, a reflection that maybe we think of, that what happened to Yusuf alayhi salam was actually good. وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. You may hate something which is good for you. So subhanallah al-azim. Those same words, لَا تَثْرِيبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْيَوْمِ. There is no one will blame you on that day. Are the same words used by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam when he returned to Mecca victorious after again years of suffering in Medina, years of wars, years seeing his beloved brothers, his beloved companions dying in the battlefield. After that, he entered Mecca with 10,000, and some other narrations say even 100,000 people entering Mecca from all directions. From all the directions, victorious now. We can wipe out now Mecca and the people of Mecca completely, who stolen our resources, our money, our wealth, killed our family members. We can now revenge. The Prophet ﷺ used the same words, لَا تَثْرِيبَ عَلَيْكُمْ الْيَوْمِ. When they came approaching him, Muhammad ﷺ, he told them, what do you think I'm going to do to you now? Like, what is your expectation of me? He said, أَخٌ كَرِيمٌ وَابْنُ أَخٍ كَرِيمٌ. You are a generous brother. You've been always a generous brother and a son of a generous brother. He told him, لَا تَثْرِيبَ عَلَيْكُمْ الْيَوْمِ. اِذْهَبُوا فَأَنْتُمُ الطُّلَقَاءُ. Go, all of you are free. No one is going to blame you. He used the same words of his brother, Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam. Of course, there are 10 people who were punished. And that's why we said that sometimes there are exceptions to the rule. The rule was forgiveness at all time. In all situations, exceptions are for things that are extreme. And we don't have the time to go into the details of those 10 people, but there was some exceptions. However, the rule was, لَا تَثْرِيبَ عَلَيْكُمْ الْيَوْمِ اِذْهَبُوا فَأَنْتُمُ الطُّلَقَاءُ. The rule is, all of you are free. No one is going to punish you. No one is going to revenge. We just want to come to cleanse the Kaaba from the idols and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as He had commanded us. Allahu Akbar. They said to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Messenger of Allah, during the time where it was harsh for them to bear the torture and the difficulties that they have faced from the disbelievers then, they told him, O Messenger of Allah, why don't you make dua against them? Story is over. We will be the winning team. Once you make dua, Allah will accept, destroy them. The Prophet ﷺ said, what? I was not sent as a curser. مَا بُعِثْتُ لَعَانًا. I was not sent to curse people. Rather, I was sent as a mercy to guide people, as a mercy to mankind. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have not sent you, O Muhammad, except as a mercy to mankind. Allahu Akbar. And the quality of mercy, within the quality of mercy lies forgiveness, pardoning, and so on. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a heart that is wide enough to forgive and let go of one another. Even the Quran said what? That forgiving each other is better than sadaqah. Allahu Akbar. قَوْلٌ مَعْرُوفٌ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّن صَدَقَةٍ يَتْبَعُهَا أَذَى. That a kind speech and forgiveness for one another are better than charity which followed by injury. Like, you give charity, but you remind people of what you have given. So to forgive each other is even better than this type of charity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the right understanding. Now, my brothers and sisters in Islam, this is something that I wanted to, inshallah, send as a message to one and all, that I know for a fact that we have started this Ramadan with grudges, some of us, with grudges against some people, that you are still not in good terms. relatives or friends or colleagues or people of different types, different backgrounds, you are not talking to each other as we speak today because something happened in the past. And you have entered Ramadan and you fasted Ramadan and you made dua and you stood up during the night prayer in Taraweeh, reading Quran and so on. Still, there are people in your midst. There are people around you who you don't talk to. And Ramadan is slipping away, 1 week to go, subhanAllah, and Ramadan will be over. Seize this opportunity, my brothers and sisters in Islam. Swallow your pride and forgive those people. You can forgive them by sending a text message. If you can't face them, if you can't talk to them directly, send them a text message. Tell them, listen, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. It took me a while to send you a message, but please forgive me if I wronged you. Even if you didn't wrong them. Even if you believe wholeheartedly that you didn't do anything wrong, swallow your pride and be an initiator. Be an initiator to reconcile with your brother or with your sister. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Khayrukum man yabda bis-salam," that the best of you is the one who initiates reconciliation. If there is any quarreling or any problems between you and your brothers and sisters, this is an invitation for anyone. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a big heart to forgive and let go, insha'Allah ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَالْقَاضِنِينَ الْغَيْبِ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, that those who restrain their angers and those who forgive others, and Allah loves those who do goodness. Allah loves the people who forgive each other. The man who was pointed at by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a man from Jannah, a man entered the masjid, he prayed two rak'ah, and the Prophet ﷺ pointed at him and he said, he is from Jannah. Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu anhuma, he went and he told him to accommodate him with him at home for 3 days. He lied to him in a way to just get closer to him, because they wanted to know, the companions wanted to know, what is so special about this man that he was actually pointed at to be amongst the people of Jannah. They too wanted to be among the people of Jannah. So they wanted to know what was he doing. So he just told them that he's a stranger and he wanted to stay with him home. And he stayed with him for 3 days. And Abdullah ibn Amr never noticed anything special about this man. Then finally he revealed his true identity. He said, listen, I'm from here, from around here. And I just said that to you because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned such and such, that you are among the people of Jannah. And I wanted to know why. And the man said, my brother, I'm no special. I don't do nothing special other than or except. And here's the key now. If you want a key for your Jannah, inshallah, this is one of the keys of Jannah. He said, except that when I go to bed, I forgive everyone. Before I sleep, I just let go of my grudges or anything that I have against anyone. Allahu Akbar. That's why he was pointed at by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam as a man from Jannah, to a point that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was willing to bathe the body of Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul, the head of the hypocrites, to a point that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was willing to wrap his body in his own cloak and bury him and offer salatul janazah. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu ardah was pulling the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's arm, telling him, Abdullah ibn Ubay, do you remember what he did? This is the man who said that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is like, astaghfirullah, a dog who is being fed to eat us. He's the man who said nasty things about Aisha radiallahu anhu ardah. This is the man, now when he died, he was willing to actually pray for his forgiveness. Of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala later on prohibited Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from praying for him or to stand upon his grave. But this is how far the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with his loving heart and compassionate heart, was willing to go to. He was willing to go the extra mile to let go of the past, to let go of what happened to him as a result of Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul, the head of the hypocrites in Medina at that time. Now, who do you want to forgive today? Who do you want to call today? Who do you want to text today to say, listen, we are not Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul. We did not harm each other in that way, subhanAllah. We did not harm each other like how Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul have harmed the Prophet ﷺ and the early generations. You're not Abdullah ibn Ubayy ibn Salul. You are not Fir'aun wal ayadu billah. Why will we not talk to each other for years and years and years because of trivial issues? Subhanallah al-Azim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was willing to send his prophets, Musa and Harun, to Fir'aun. Musa and Harun alayhim as-salam went to Fir'aun. فَقُولَ لَهُ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَقُولَ لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا لَعَلَّهُ يَتَذَكَّرْ أَوْ يَخْشَى. Tell him a mild word of reminders. Perhaps he will pay heed and maybe fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah was willing to, or Allah had willed it actually, and he sent Musa and Harun to Fir'aun and was ever ready to forgive Fir'aun for what he did. And he's telling them to say a few mild words to Fir'aun. Look at this. This is the man who said, قَالَ أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى. Fir'aun is the one who said, I am your Lord, the Most High. You are not Fir'aun, my brothers and sisters. You are not worse than Fir'aun, and you will never be better than Musa, alayhi salam. So who are we not to go and forgive each other? So those who you're angry with are not like Fir'aun. No way. And you as an individual who was wrong or was harmed, you are not better than Musa. Yet Musa and Harun were willing to go and talk nicely to Fir'aun, Musa and Harun alayhim as-salam. They were willing to go to Fir'aun and talk to him nicely as advised by the Prophet, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant us the right understanding, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to forgive and let go of our grudges, forgive and pardon each other. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Jazakumullahu khairan, my brothers and sisters in Islam. Keep pushing your limits. Few days away and Ramadan will be over. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeat the experience years and years again. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Jazakumullahu khairan. Don't forget to subscribe to the Aware Academy YouTube channel and visit our Facebook pages. We are broadcasting from Wael Ibrahim page, Connect Institute Karachi, Connect Institute Global, as well as Live Deen in Pakistan. May Allah bless you all. Jazakumullahu khairan once again. See you tomorrow, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.